Welcome to the 18 Hours News Bulletin on Millennium Radio. The headline: President HHFM's commitment to media freedom. Speaker Nelly Moti urges patience as House awaits ruling on MPs who crossed the floor. Ukrainian drone hits upmarket Moscow high-rise ahead of Victory Day celebration.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Mugwema Timothy Jilalam. President Hakainde Hichilema says the dissemination of factual information is critical in enhancing peace globally. In a speech recognized via Prime Minister of Information and Media during the official opening of the UNESCO World Press Freedom Day Global Conference, President Hichilema noted that journalists play a key role in promoting peace. He emphasized the need to put in place tools that support the dissemination of accurate information. President Hichilema has also reiterated the importance of strengthening the spread of factual information through digital platforms. He says this will help promote development across a global community. Meanwhile, Japan's ambassador and permanent delegate to UNESCO, Kano Takehiro, says there is a need for stakeholders to work together in supporting the work of the media.
Under governance of digital transformation and artificial intelligence, you may wish to interrogate, among others, the risks posed by algorithmic amplification, opaque systems, and AI-generated misinformation. How digital platforms can be effectively governed while safeguarding freedom of expression. The adequacy of national and regional regulatory frameworks for AI, especially regarding transparency, accountability, and human rights. Challenges in ensuring data protection, privacy, and responsible use of digital identities. And also, whether current digital literacy and media literacy efforts are sufficient to empower citizens.
Zambia Land Alliance says the country's communal land is shrinking at an alarming rate because illegal customary land sales cannot be regulated under the current law. Executive Director Patrick Musole has explained that customary land is a communal resource for farming, grazing and collecting natural resources, and that no individual has the legal right to sell it for personal gain. He says despite the prohibition, citizens, headmen and chiefs are selling the land without monitoring because there is no law that provides guidance on customary land administration. Mr. Musole has warned that buyers convert the land to state land after purchase, causing customary land to drop from about 94% of all land in Zambia to just over 50%.
Customary land is diminishing because what is happening is that after the people buy the customary land, they don't leave it as customary land. They will convert it into state land. So as a result, we have actually drastically moved from about 94% of all land being customary. Right now, we are somewhere in the 50-something percent because of those kind of conversions of customary land. So our campaign, our advocacy as Zambia Land Alliance is to come up with a law to regulate customary land. Unfortunately, we do not have any law at the moment that regulates customary land. And so people will do as they wish, as there is no law that can provide guidance or what should be done and what should not be done.
Speaker of the National Assembly, Nelly Moti, has called on members of parliament to be patient across the floor to join the ruling party can continue attending sittings. The matter was raised today by Mkushi South Member of Parliament, Davis Chisopa, who questioned the continued participation of defecting MPs in proceedings. Mr. Chisopa argued that Article 72 of the Constitution clearly states that a parliamentary seat must be declared vacant once a member defects, meaning such members should not continue attending sittings. Ms. Moti responded by noting that a similar point of order had already been raised and is under consideration, assuring the House that a comprehensive ruling will be delivered in due course. The development comes amid a wave of defections involving several independent MPs and members of the Periodic Fund who have recently joined the ruling party ahead of Parliament's dissolution later this month.
What's the point of order, Honorable Member for Mukushi South? As you announce your presence in the House?
Madam Speaker, I've been in this House for the past 15 years. I have never seen this lawlessness where we can allow members of Parliament who have already defected are still sitting in this Parliament. Is this House in order, Madam Speaker? Article 72 is very clear. Why are we allowing members of Parliament who have already crossed the floor to continue sitting in this House? We can't allow this kind of lawlessness, Madam Speaker, even if we are closing Parliament, Madam Speaker. Are we in order to continue sitting with members of Parliament, Madam Speaker, who have already crossed the floor? I seek your serious reading, Madam Speaker. Yeah, yeah.
The Zambia we want has called on the government to implement policies that will enable the country to take control of the gold sub-sector. Party Chairperson for Small and Medium Enterprise, Abraham Ndonga, says there is a need to ensure that the sector is not dominated by foreign players. Mr. Ndonga notes that the local ownership of the gold sub-sector is key to ensuring that Zambians fully benefit from the country's mineral resource. He adds that Zambia has the capacity to manage and develop the sector through deliberate policies and supportive legislation.
When you look at all those areas, it's like Zambia is getting to a level where we actually have gold and we are now discovering it in different areas. And I do remember Kaunda one time said we've got certain areas that are gold, but then the conditions they had brought did not suit Kaunda, and then those things were buried like that. So for me, when we have discovered gold, the first thing that the government needed to do was to come up with a regulatory framework. This regulatory framework has to be very clear so that we don't have any leakage of our gold into the black market. Now, you've heard of these preventive measures that have been put. For example, the Mumba gold mine. I think years and years we heard, it's not safe, let's secure the place. What happens after the place has been secured is nothing but short of leadership.
And now, business news.
Ecobank Zambia has launched mobile money payments on its point of sale or POS devices in a move aimed at enhancing digital transactions across the country. The new service, introduced in partnership with C-Great Zambia Limited, allows merchants to accept payments directly from mobile money platforms including Airtel Money, MTN Mobile Money and Zamtel Kwacha. Under the system, merchants initiate a transaction by entering a customer's mobile number and amount on the POS machine, after which the customer authorizes the payment using their mobile phone PIN. Ecobank says the innovation is expected to improve convenience, security, and accessibility for customers, while also enabling merchants to expand their payment options and serve a wider customer base. Speaking during the launch, Head of Transaction Services Group Joshua Kutseneji said the initiative is aimed at promoting financial inclusion and supporting the country's digital economy. The bank adds that the rollout is part of its broader strategy to drive digital transformation and improve financial services delivery. We take a break.
When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you take a leap of confidence because you have an active audience of over 6 million people waiting to buy your products and services. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, your success is assured because our professional team works with you to ensure you hit your target. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you join the winning brands, you join the league of sophisticated customers. Call us now on 071-595-606 or 076-519-4796. It's Millennium Radio again and again. Millennium Radio, the voice of development.
And now, international news.
A Ukrainian drone hit an upmarket residential high-rise in Moscow in the early hours of Monday, resulting in no casualties but causing visible damage to the facade of the building. It was the third night in a row that the Russian capital came under attack from drones, days before Russia held the scaled back 9th May parade to mark the Soviet Union's victory over the Nazi Germany. An unverified video circulating on social media showed firemen entering a heavily damaged flat covered in dust and rubble and with blown out windows, while another showed drone debris